You don't need that, Private. We're right here. Now, what is it?
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
Now, what is it?
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
The what?
The what?
And the what?
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So, yesterday, the mighty 720 went down for a while. And, not 24 hours later. What is it, 18 hours later? The best minds are still trying to figure out exactly what happened. Renegade rat in the building? I don't know. But we'll try to explain it to you to the best of my ability, which is pretty thin. And also invite you to call because we're going to play a round or two of Lollapalooza Band or a band I was in here in a couple of minutes at 312-981-7200 prizes. So, yesterday, Super Joe, fill in the gaps for me. Was it 11:30-ish, something like that?
Yeah, that sounds right, 11:30.
Well, it was during Jen DeSalvo's newscast. It was about 11:36 because I was just about to do a traffic report.
And there was approximately 10 minutes of dead air, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'd say about that.
And yeah. I'll be honest with you, 10 seconds of dead air feels like dental surgery on the radio when you do this every day. And Bennett, come on in, because Bennett was here yesterday in the middle of this, though Bennett gets up very early, so, you know, who knows what he really comprehended.
Poor Bennett. This happened during the noon.
Yeah, there was a lot of delusion.
Yeah. So we're off the air at that point, and there's this filler tape of a Steve Cochran show from 2014 that they put on from the transmitter site, which is, where is it, Elk Grove Village?
Out in the suburbs, probably about 45 minutes away at least.
I've never been out there, have you?
It's a hike to get out there.
And there's a studio there.
There is. There's a backup studio, which the plan in the middle of it was to potentially have Ro Khan and that show out in the suburbs broadcasting from a tiny little studio underneath a radio transmitter.
Now, that would have been entertaining.
That would have been something
else.
Our backup plan at the moment.
But then it got more confusing during the course of the hour because eventually Bill and Wendy popped on, didn't know they were on.
Correct.
And they thought they were on the stream where, you know, language is a little freer, so I was waiting for them to blow that up. And Steve Bertrand was in another room doing the noon business hour with you. And you guys didn't know if you were on air or not.
Right. We were trying to coordinate which studio was on air, which studio was on the stream. And we broadcasted out of almost, we thought we were broadcasting out of almost every single studio and booth in the station because we thought that that had a connection to the transmitter.
And we got a lot of those. We got a lot of them studios.
Probably have about four or five.
Right. And we've got a backup one set up today because, to the best of our ability, what we determined was a massive computer failure.
Yeah.
When we moved over here, this equipment, 90% of the equipment in the building is new, but all these things, these computer servers, they're called Blades?
Correct.
Are all new. And by the way, not cheap. You know, we didn't pick them up at Best Buy.
Mm-mm.
So they're a little more than a year old, and apparently when one failed, it sort of dominoed the others. Is that what happened?
That's my understanding of it. That was probably the worst thing that could have happened to that piece of equipment, and it happened to all of them.
But wait, there's more. The chief engineer is a guy named Bill Murdoch. If you flash backwards to when we had the flood at the Tribune Tower, when water was coming down the steps from I don't know what floor, the transmitter connective tissue is these blades and things that were on the seventh floor. Seventh floor, by the way, that no longer exists if you look out the window here as they tear the Tribune Tower down. And Bill Murdoch is a bit of a cowboy. He was standing in about 2 inches of water from this flood where pipes gave out in one of the bathrooms and playing with electrical wire. We don't advise that.
And master control was underwater.
Yes.
Yes.
So Murdoch, it was the guy they called yesterday. We've got 7, 8, 9 engineers here, and they're all smart and they're all good. But Murdoch was like the guy who's trying to, you know, the pilot had the chicken or the fish and he died.
Right.
And then somebody's pulled from the back to fly the plane.
Exactly.
So Murdoch was trying to talk through what the potential fix was while he was talking to the people that sold us this this particular equipment.
And Murdoch is traveling around Lake Erie right now.
Yeah, he's on
That's
vacation.
That's his vacation.
Yeah, I thought he was at Niagara Falls.
He's touring Lake
Either
Erie.
Either way, he is very, very, very far from
here. Yeah,
right
his family's decided to go around every lake, and now it's Erie's shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So maybe he was pleased that he got out of that deal. I don't know. But he was calling back and talking everybody through this. Todd Manley, the voice of reason, who runs this joint, was running around and trying to keep everybody calm. But it had to be, I was not here, it had to be complete chaos in the hallways.
It was utter chaos. Everybody from marketing to sales to programming, they were just running around. But it was one of those situations where you wanted to help out and wanted to help fix the problem, but
it's
a technical problem, so you literally could not do anything. So people are just standing around waiting for some sort of direction. And, you know, we slowly started to put a plan together. And
well, there's no protocol for this. There's no template. There's no, hey, if the new equipment fails, right. What do we do then?
I think there will be now.
Right?
Yeah.
So we believe, short of duct tape and super glue, we're going to be fine now until they fix whatever the problem was.
Yeah, that's the hope.
But at some point this morning, if we go off the air, we are set up in a backup studio where we will rush to a studio with two microphones and then have Dave and Steve and Mary tag in and tag out as they, maybe we'll do this anyway just for fun.
It's going to be cozy.
As they do their stuff.
Should I know where that's at? Where is that at?
It's a production studio.
It's more interesting. We're running to.
Okay. First production studio.
If what happens yesterday happens again today, I'm headed west for the mountains, my man.
No, come with me, Joe.
Super Joe, what were you doing when all this was happening?
Sleeping, buddy.
Oh, you were gone then?
Yeah.
You couldn't have missed it by much.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm not sure if it was affected, but I was texting Mary about the meeting, the Tuesday talk meeting that we were supposed to have.
Yeah, the conference call didn't happen?
Yeah.
By the way, what kind of place is Todd running? He still couldn't have a conference call in the middle of that? Come on.
We had, yeah. It was one of those things where, because I was at my desk, Bennett and I sit across from each other, and what you hear the station through the speakers, and all of a sudden it went quiet. And that happens once in a while. You think, okay, somebody just, for some reason, killed the PA feed.
But what's weird is we hear silence more than we hear noise.
Right.
Because you could be sitting at a desk or a room or whatever, and if you're extended silence, you go, something's wrong, opposed to whatever the background noise would be. And in this case, it was Bill and Wendy.
But I think what Bennett said is right. At that point, you're just trying to kind of there are people who know what they're doing here to try to get us back on the air. So just try to stay out of their way.
Yeah.
At least that's what I did.
That's why it's good I wasn't here. I would have been a big help, wouldn't I?
It would have made
unplug that.
People were funny. I mean, it's just because I was here. They were like, we're off the air, right? Yeah. You know, because people, you can't hear the station in the bathroom. You can't hear it in many parts of the hallways either. So, you know, people didn't know.
Yeah, we need monitors everywhere.
Yeah. One of the first questions I got was, you couldn't even tell people that there was a technical difficulty. We couldn't even say to the people listening on the radio, hey, we're having troubles over here.
Yeah, because everything we were broadcasting.
Everything was done through social media and
yeah, and Facebook blew up.
Oh, the texters were really having a field day, though. They thought Russia was involved. I tell you, there was a lot going on.
Well, they may have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verdict's still out.
Trump may have been involved. We don't know. But, Bennett, you and Bertrand had, I think, the weirdest position because you were doing a show to no one and didn't know that.
Yeah, we did. We started a show four different times. He introduced Amy Guth four different times in four different studios, and it worked.
And by the way, during this, my Facebook page got hacked. So I have to think there is some connection.
A mass conspiracy.
But thankful the listeners were so cute. They were very concerned about us. Mm-hmm. Are you guys okay? Are Bill and Wendy okay? Where are they? That was very nice.
Well, I think Bill and Wendy okay is a question that comes up quite a bit.
Right.
So we're back, and we plan on being back, and we'll figure it out. But it's kind of amazing that after 95 years... Is this it? 95th anniversary?
Yes.
After 95 years, to everyone's best recollection, we could ask Orrin about this, but twice we've been off the air for an extended period of time, and it's happened in the last 5 or 6 years when technology is at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they used to have horses running the transmitter, running on treadmills to keep the transmitter going, they never went off the air.
People pedaling bikes, you know.
I can't believe there was never a time back in the 30s or 40s where, for some reason, somehow we got knocked off the
air. Yeah, maybe it just wasn't documented.
Yeah, that's probably it. It is amazing to me that we're not off, that things don't happen more often, because if the public were to come in and see how all of this is set up and what it takes to do what we do every day, they would be like, I can't believe you do this every day, that this somehow works every time you turn it on.
Well, it's funny, too.
It is amazing, because it all runs through computers, and there are all kinds of different links between here and a transmitter. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, it's funny, too. Somebody yesterday that was listening and said what happened, and I tried to explain it to him, that what I know, which is very limited most days. And they said, well, you know, it's funny. I've never asked you this. How did your voice get from a microphone to the radio or the Alexa or my phone? And I said, I have no idea. I don't know.
Just magic.
I don't know. I've been doing this for a while, and I've never took that part of the course. We'll come back at your headlines in a second. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your support, as always. And if we're hacked by Putin again today, we'll let you know. Some form or not. Actually, if we go down today, rush to 303 East Wacker to make sure we're okay. We have a little listener party downstairs. There's a lot we can do.
Yeah, we can do the show on the bullhorn.